For the first time, scientists have begun to track the movement of endangered loggerhead turtles off Western Australia's coastline. And they can also follow their movements using a new phone app. In the last few weeks, scientists have begun to attach transmitters to turtles that come up onto the beach to lay eggs at the isolated Narraloo station in northwestern WA. Paul Richardson holds the lease for Narraloo, where he runs a pastoral station and wilderness tourism business. He's also the founder of the Narraloo Wilderness Foundation. Paul Richardson, thanks for talking to us.
Morning, Hamish.
First of all, just tell us about these creatures. They're pretty big, 130 kilograms, fully grown.
Oh, yeah, the big females are massive. I think it takes four or five of the guys to get them moved on the beach when they're putting the satellite trackers on them.
And what are the scientists hoping to find out by tracking the turtles?
There's very little links. A lot of people have do turtle nesting work and things like that there, but no one actually knows what happens once they go back into the water. So this is an attempt to see what they do, where they go to feed, where they actually come from. We don't know if they come. Some may come from Indonesia. Some may just move up and down the West Australian coast. So this is an attempt to so we can see what they actually do when they're back in the water.
And how are you actually getting the trackers on to the turtles?
There's a gentleman has come from the East Coast, and when the turtles come out, they have to wait till the turtle has actually laid eggs. And then once the turtle has laid its eggs and is starting to make its way back to the water, they stop it. And they basically glue a satellite tracker onto the shell of the turtle. It takes about 4 hours, 5 hours for them to... They have to clean the shell, then put the glue on, then the tracker, set it all up, let them wait until the glue dries. And then they let it go back into the water.
And what's actually endangering these turtles?
Oh, lots of things.
What isn't, perhaps, more accurately?
That's true. Well, you've got the natural predation on turtles. Once when the little hatchlings come out of the nest, they get eaten by birds, they get eaten by crabs. When they're very small, basically everything eats them. And even when they're bigger, then you have the shark predation on the turtles. But we also have the human interference being, like, say, boat strikes. On Narraloo Station, when we actually started the monitoring, we were losing virtually 100% of the nests a night to foxes digging nests up. And then you have the human predation in different parts of the world where people eat the eggs or eat the turtles.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the mixed usage of this area? Because... As we say that the turtles need to have darkness, and that relates to obviously the future of the area in regards to tourism. The government is saying that it intends to take control back over some of the land that you've been leasing for years. What does the future look like there?
Well, this, I suppose you said mixed use. Narraloo is probably predominantly wilderness tourism now, rather than a pastoral station. It was bought by a Japanese company back in the late 80s, and the Japanese company let a lot of the pastoral infrastructure go, and the numbers of sheep, I think back then there was 14,000 sheep on Narraloo. When I took over, there was only about 3,000, and the cost of putting the pastoral infrastructure back is too much. But also, I think it's been, history has dictated how Narraloo will end up. And it's probably a good thing because it lets us let the country come back to native concentrate on the wilderness tourism side. And yes, the government have taken a strip off the coast right through basically from Quabba right to Exmouth. And that is a bit of a concern as to what's going to happen for future development on the coast.
Now, there's this app that enables us to track the turtles as well. I imagine the scientists themselves are actually using computers to look at the data, but quite a nice add-on for anyone that's actually interested in turtles.
Well, the app's actually the first one, I think the first one in the world. Obviously, animals get tracked by scientists all the time, but usually that data is kept very much, in the scientific world. And we find at Narraloo that one of the best ways towards conservation is to involve the general public, and especially the kids. The kids love to see where the turtles go. They love to come and see where the turtles when they're snorkeling. So this app was an attempt to try and bring conservation into the realms of the general public.
Paul, we're going to have to go, but your accent doesn't sound like you're originally from Narraloo. How does someone with an accent like yours end up there?
Good question. I ask myself that every day. I came out to Australia as a backpacker in 1990.
You're one of those. They never leave.
That's true. We realise how good it is over here compared to the cold and the wet of Northern Ireland.
Righto. Thanks very much for joining us on the program, and good luck with tracking the turtles.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Paul Richardson speaking to us there from Western Australia.